They can because they think they can. They can because they think they can. This has been an idea that's been tossed around for centuries, millennia. Back in the days of Virgil, he said, they can because they think they can. And all the great philosophers before and after have always said, they can because they think they can. Now, what is it that you can do? What is it you think you can do? What is it you'd like to do? Well, let's just be sort of silly and say, okay, I would like to be happy. I would like to be healthy. I would like to be abundant. I would like to be surrounded by friends. I would like to have all of the negative things that ever happened in my life be of no account, and I'm only held account for the good things that I do in my life. I would like to have all of the world look at me and see me as the man that I really am. Wonderful, beautiful, sensitive, caring. I would like to have all the world be a reflection of what I really think about them and be who I am. And this world is that way. It is that way already. So there we get one to our credit already. And what else would I like? Well, I would like all of my beloveds to have a happy life. I would like all of my beloveds to live in healthy bodies. I would like all of my beloveds to have all of the desires of their heart, no matter what those desires are or how silly, how foolish those desires may be. I would like to have all of those beloveds have the enjoyment of the things that make life wonderful and happy for them. That's what I see now. That's my joy. That's my intention for everything in life. I see everything in life beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. They can because they think they can. Okay, so my friends, they come to me and they say, I would like health, I would like wealth, I would like happiness. That's what the Worldwide Healing Ministry is all about. People come to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and say, I would like these things, I would like these things. I say, you can't have them unless you already accept they are yours. It's not going to be something added on to you. It's not going to be something improved in your world. The only improvement you're going to make is that instead of saying, I don't have, say, I have. I am happy. I am surrounded by beautiful people. I am abundant. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All these affirmative statements of truth, they are our reality. And they can because they think they can. You can because you think you can. I can because I think I can. And when I let go of all of the desires of my heart and all the choices of my world and all of the experiences of my world that would be wonderful and glorious for me, what happens to me? What happens to me? I recognize I already have them. I recognize I'm already experiencing those things in every way, in every day of my life. Once I stop wanting things, I start realizing I already have them. Once I stop looking in the outer for the fulfillment of the desires of my heart, I realize on the inner those desires already exist 100%, and I am so happy about that. I am so delighted about that. I am so thrilled about that, because that is who I am. That is what I am. That is where I am. That is why I am. And there's nothing else about it. There's nothing else about it whatsoever, because that's who I am. They can because they think they can. I can because I think I can. You can because you think you can. It's just a matter of our choice for ourselves of what we want in our life. And when we decide what we want in our life, then what we want in our life is already revealed to us beautifully, happily, harmoniously, marvelously, and right now. It's not a matter that we wait for it. It's a matter that we recognize it is already a fulfillment in our life. It's already something magnificent in our life, and it's right now, right now. So are you ready to make that statement for yourself? Are you ready to jump onto that condition and realize that it's already done? Are you ready to accept that it is so for you now? Are you ready? If you're ready, it's done. If you're not ready, it never will be done. It never will be done because it never will be a reality in your life. It's just that simple and just that wonderful. It's just that fantastic, just that joyous, and it's just that much for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for the fulfillment of your life? Are you ready for the joy of your life? Are you ready to say, now is the acceptable time of my good? Now is the acceptable time for my good in my life. Now is the acceptable time for everything to be in my world. Now. Are you ready to say that? Are you ready to say, now is the acceptable time for good in your life? Are you ready? Really, I mean, are you ready? If you're ready, then it is done for you. But if you're not ready, all of the talking about it and all of the thinking about it and all the wishing for it and all the wanting it so badly is not going to bring it into your life. When you see yourself using your ideal spirit, mind, and body, when you see yourself walking in your ideal shoes, in your ideal feet, in your with your ideal legs, if you see all things about yourself ideal, then that's all you know. When you see everyone in your world happy and hearty and healthy and enjoying every good thing in life, then that's the way it is. Watch that as a miracle. It is a principle. It is a truth. And it always happens for you, for me, and for everyone if you want to experience it. Now, do you want to experience it? Do you want to have that in your life? Do you want to be that in your world? If you want to be it, you want to have it, you can. It's a matter of your choice. It's a matter of your decision for yourself. It's a matter of your life. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for a life like that? Are you ready for a world like that? Are you ready for experiences like that? Well, if you are, then they're yours. If you are, then that's all you'll know in your life. If you are, then that's all you'll experience in your life. Now, every day, I give as many as I can of 7 talks, and once a week a video, and these talks are thought for today. Instant illumination, the absolute philosopher, meditations, Tao healing words, Bible stories, Mr. Candle, all those wonderful things, and more. And as I do these things, sometimes I get to one a day, sometimes I get to 2, sometimes 3. It all depends on the vibrant enthusiasm I share around the meal table with everyone who's there. And everyone who's there says, tell us more, tell us more, tell us more. Well, I'm not telling them anything they don't already know. I'm not telling them anything they don't already experience every day of their life. But they like to hear the story, just like children like to hear bedtime stories. They like to hear stories about life and stories about peace and stories about goodness. They like to hear that. Now, why do they like to hear it? They like to hear it because it's part of who they are. It's part of the allness that they are. It's part of the isness, who they are. It's part of you and part of me. We like to have these children's bedtime stories because they tell of all the deep wisdom that we are. They tell of all the magical things that are going on in our world and going on there right now. And they can because they think they can. You can because you think you can. And when you are ready to do what you think you can, then you do what you think you can, and it is done. It is done. But can we word that a little better, maybe? They can because they think they can. They have, or they are because they think it is. They are because they think it is. Now, if you can connect that to what we've just been saying, they are because they think it is. They are healthy because they think it is. They think they are healthy. They are healthy. They think they because they are. They think because they are. They think because they are. Hey, that is a nice one, even shorter. They think because they are. They are 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 because they are now. They are because they are now. Think these words through for yourself and find out that you're living in the isness. You're living in the are-ness. You're living in the now-ness. And as you live in this isness, this now-ness, this are-ness right now, everything that you dream of is yours. It is your reality. Now, take it away from that stage of dreaming and put it into the stage of the reality of being who you are right now. And when you do that, then it is done. When you do that, then it is done totally. And all that matters is that it is done totally. So say that for yourself today. Know that for yourself today and enjoy that for yourself today. Because that's what it is all about. Nothing else matters except that you say, they are because they are. They are because it is, and it is done now. Accept this reality in your life for yourself in every way possible, and as you do, watch how fantastic it is, and how easy it is, and how perfect it is, and how now it is. Because that's what you are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.